Construction is continuing on a wall to divide Israel from the West Bank. Commentator Peter Freundlich thinks it's the least elegant and appropriate way to separate the warring people.
About this barrier, now a building in Israel, fence in some places, wall in others, topped with sharp coils and studded here and there with electronic sensing devices. It will be, when done in a year's time, 217 miles long. Think of it as the wall of despair. Nothing is a clearer expression of the hopelessness of a situation than a wall. So it was in Berlin for all those years. So it still is, after a fashion, in Belfast. So it has always been, always. In this one area of human history, there has been no progress at all. The first cities on Earth were walled compounds. Keeping out is the oldest idea there is. What was it came tumbling down at Jericho when Joshua fit the battle there? Walls. That genius Leonardo spent much of his time dreaming up machines for scaling and tunneling under and breaking down walls, because walls were everywhere in his Italy. We still can go see them as tourists. And in France, at Carcassonne, and in Spain, at Avila, and in Azerbaijan, in Baku, set out to be a tourist of protective walls, and you can travel for years on every continent, taking in castles, citadels, fortresses, ruined piles put up long ago to keep the other out. The idea is so old that there is a word for it, from the Latin, to immure, meaning to imprison, to wall in, to entomb within a wall. And when it's done, there comes the most terrible discovery of all. Those who put them up find themselves as surely walled in as the others are walled out. We still say, hardly thinking at all anymore about what it really means, hey, don't be so defensive. To be defensive is to live behind walls, ever on the lookout for signs of a coming attack. That this newest of the world's walls should be put up by a people who were once themselves most horribly walled in is an almost unbearable irony. If they could find no other way out, there must not be one. This is a sadness that should suffuse us all.